quick answers. We're dealing with reasons why people are emotionally not going to come to Christianity for whatever reason. So we're going to look at a new issue, and that is somebody says to you, well, my best friend, or fill in the blank, my mom, my boss, my best friend was a Christian and hurt me deeply, so I don't want to become a Christian. So there's a deep emotional scar. Somebody has hurt them. Maybe it was a Sunday school teacher. Maybe this would be awful, but maybe it was some kind of a sexual abuse situation. So what do we say to somebody like that? Well, the key thing is we shouldn't judge Christianity by a few people. See what Jesus really taught. Did Jesus teach the idea of doing bad things to people? No. So you don't judge Christianity by just a few. We shouldn't judge any group by just a couple of people. So that's something to start with. We ought to admit Christians are human too. We have the power of God, but we're still human. God gives us free will. And unfortunately, all of us are broken, and we're going to do some things that we later regret. We are human. Something else you might think of when somebody says, I've been hurt. Maybe it was unintentional. I mean, it's possible where somebody said something and it was a cutting comment, but you never talked to them. So when somebody says to you, well, I don't want to become a Christian, I've been hurt, it might have been unintentional. Has the person talked to the individual who hurt them? Now, it could be that they have, okay. But maybe it was unintentional and they never really resolved it. Here's another thing we might say. Jesus himself was hurt by his friends. He knows what you're going through. His disciples did some awful things. They walked away from him in the greatest time of need. They betrayed him. They squabbled. They never understood him. Can you imagine the despair? He spent 3 years with these people, intimate time with them over and over again, and they still didn't get it. A couple of other things we can think of when somebody says, I've been hurt. We need to practice giving grace because we're going to need to receive it. So we might tell people, we have to forgive because we need to forgive others. And then finally, here's one final thing that we can say. What you do with a hurt is your choice. You can continue to let it eat at you. You can let it warp your view of reality. Or you can say, I'll give grace, and I'm going to need grace. Or you can say, I forgive because I need to be forgiven. Or you might say, I'm going to go talk to that person. We never really got it resolved. But we can talk to others and say, okay, you can't control the circumstance. All you can control is your reaction to it. So when you've been hurt, and what you do with it is going to be a choice up to you.